What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Tigers have now won back-to-back series. Tigers take 2 of 3 from Chicago. They win 1-0 yesterday. And we're asking people, do you feel any better? Do you feel any better? How would you characterize your feelings? And, I mean, look, you want them to hit on all cylinders and look great in every facet of the game. And offensively, in their 2 wins, they scored 3 runs. But the pitching and defense was really, really good. And they took 2 of 3 from the Angels, and the Angels then went and proceeded to sweep the Dodgers. And the Dodgers, who are still the favorite to win the World Series, they have blown a 9-game lead in just over a month's time. And they are now a second-place team behind the Padres in the NL West.
Why is anybody talking about that?
Well, I'm sure they are in Los Angeles. And in some ways, they're probably feel worse in that they put together a roster where the expectation from day one is World Series or bust, right?
Yeah.
And now they're, losing a 9-game lead and being a second-place team. Not good. But I'm not saying that for any other reason than just to point out seasons are long, there's ups and downs. I think the Dodgers are going to be fine, okay? They're really, really talented. And the crazy thing is they're about as healthy as they've been in a while. They got Blake Snell and Tyler Glasnow back. Blake Tryon is back, a big bullpen arm that they've got, and yet here they are getting swept. It happens. Like, it's standard operating procedure even for very good teams. But, hey, I know that might not help people. It might. But we're just asking you, do you feel any better? 248-539-9797. We did observe some 7-on-7s in front of us with the Lions defense going against the Dolphins offense. I'll say it looks like the Dolphins are operating at a higher rate of efficiency today.
I think that's safe to say, yeah.
There's some back and forth, but yeah, it wasn't total domination in this first session.
No, I saw Tua make a couple of plays, and I saw the Lions get flagged for at least 2 PI calls in the end zone. One I thought was a little tight there. It was a nice play by the defensive back that doesn't get credit for. That would have been, I think it was Hallett, who was a safety. I thought made a nice play, but they threw a flag on it. But nonetheless, what we expected was going to happen today, I think, was that simply Miami's going to show up with a little more intensity. And I think to this point, that's been the case. I would agree with that.
Yeah, and as to be expected. So, yeah, now they're doing 11-on-11 on both sides. The Lions offense is over here practicing inside their own 5-yard line, coming out of their own red zone. Meanwhile, the Dolphins full field coming towards us. It's full offense versus full defense. And it's ones versus ones out there. And the Dolphins have, first play, they ran a quick bubble screen for a reasonable gain. Now they're lined up again. I'll keep my eye on Hutch. And there was Davenport on the other side there. What was it, Dan Miller's line today? He's moving people. Now he's in the backfield, and there he would have had a sack. Davenport just totally beat a guy and would have had a sack on Tua if they allowed quarterbacks to get hit.
But they don't do that.
No, they don't.
Not here, not now.
Nope. But he totally beat a guy.
Lions just tried a running play that went nowhere. There was a flag on the play, and I think it was against the Miami, actually. So
was it?
So they got that going for him.
Gotcha.
Which is nice.
248-539-9797. Ticket text to the same number. We're just asking, are you feeling better? It was a series win. It wasn't total domination. That's back-to-back series wins. Tiger fans, are you feeling better? 248-539-9797. From an unnamed texter, nope. Don't feel one bit of confidence with them. As I said, they will not win the Central. They'll be lucky if they make it past the wild card round. Well, this person didn't sign their text, so I don't know who you are or what you said in the past. sometimes some names will stick with us, but this person is not feeling any better.
No. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better because I actually think it's a strength that they win games when not everything's clicking. They don't need everything to be clicking to win games and win series. And that's a sign to me of a really good team. But, you know, the lead is comfortable-ish.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's been kind of hanging out here for a while, but the longer it hangs out, the less and less likely Cleveland's going to catch them.
I feel slightly better after the series win over the White Sox, and the slightly is it's based on the pitching. I think the back end of that is good. I think it's a good hand. And seeing Melton and Sawyer Gibson Long, the fabled Sawyer Gibson Long,
we didn't believe he existed.
Both pitched really well. So that is a step in the right direction. I think we're happy about that. A lot of whistles going on.
Yeah.
A lot of whatnot.
I mean, it wasn't just the two of them, right? It was Finnegan and Will Vest.
Yeah. Right? Like I said, the back end, I'm not concerned about. That has not concerned me even a little bit because I think that Kyle Finnegan is perfect for this.
And it was kind of weird. Like, Will Vest looked like he couldn't find the strike zone. He got three outs. Guys chased pitches out of the strike zone, which is part of it. You don't need to pipe it right down the middle, but
well, his fastball sets everything else up because it's such a good fastball, and people start keying on that. Then you can work your secondary pitches that are dropping off the plate and can't catch up to them.
Next one, I feel better after yesterday's win to the lowly White Sox.
Uh-oh.
What do we got?
Oh, we got a scrap.
Oh, we got a full-on Donnybrook. There are punches being thrown, and that Skipper's is Dan Skipper.
Skipper lost his helmet.
Yeah,
lost his cool.
Yep, that was.
That was
full on. That was a boxing match right in the middle of that. You usually see pushing and shoving. Maybe guys end up on the ground. There were straight up punches being thrown.
And that's was backup quarterback in there. Kyle Allen was in there. However, it was the first unit offensive line.
Was it? Because Skipper was out there.
I thought I saw Ratledge. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Ratledge is out there too, but I think he's just getting more reps.
Well, Skipper's going to sit this next one out. They've pulled him back behind Dan Campbell, as now they're doing inside the red zone with twos versus twos. And Kyle Allen, a quarterback, and all right, surveys the defense. He's going to take this snap from under center. Scott Anderson turns, and he's going to roll out. Now he hands it off up the middle, and did he get to the end zone? I don't think he did. Dolphins get a stop on that play.
Well, on the other side, as Zach Wilson was surveying the field himself, drop back, looking to his right, looked like he was sacked. They didn't blow whistle, then threw the ball late and sailed it out of bounds. There is a flag on.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A play. And it looks like it's they're calling defensive holding or pass interference or something against the defense again.
Which is something Sean Dion Hamilton, the linebacker coach, told us earlier. He doesn't want to see as much of that today.
I don't think he's giving us a thumbs up right now.
I don't think so either. Let's get back to your phone calls. Open lines. Mark's in New Jersey, and he's on 97 on a ticket. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how we doing today? I want to talk about how I'm feeling about the Tigers.
Okay.
First off, I'm like, my glass is always half full, but am I happy about the last two series wins? Yes, of course I am. But beating Chicago the way we did, I mean, come on, Doug, you and I can get a team together to beat Chicago.
No, you can't.
The rain delay game, I mean, I saw something from Gleyber Torres, that play when he was going to second, we were staging that late inning rally.
Yeah.
He was assuming the play was going to first, and he just kind of trotted. Not that Gleyber Torres is some speedster, but it just looked to me on the wide-angle camera that he had a really good shot at getting into second safely and keeping that alive. That would have been nice to come back to. But I just don't feel like we're grinding out the at-bats like we were earlier in the year. We're not working the pitch counts in our favor. I'm just not seeing the little things that we're doing now that we were doing earlier.
Well, there's some truth to that. I agree with you with the remark about Gleyber Torres. Saw the same thing. He definitely slowed up going into the second base, and had he been going full bore, he would have been there. And would have kept that inning going. But I think sometimes when those things happen at this point in the season, it can be a good thing too, because if we're seeing it, you know who else is seeing it? A.J. Hinch. And I'm damn sure that he's going to bring that up with the team as well, that these are the dog days of the season.
Yeah.
We want to get to the final push.
You don't want to slip.
No, you don't want to slip. There's only 40 games left. You got a 6.5 game lead. Nothing is given to you. You have to go out and continue to take, and earn your spot. And I think these are all really good lessons that they can learn.
I got to tell you, I mean, getting outs when they should, when they're in the field, and getting extra 90 feet when they can, was a hallmark of the first half of the season. And there is some slippage in that area. But, hey, look, man, long season, lots of ebbs and flows, ups and downs. How do you feel about the Tigers after winning back-to-back series and what Kang facetiously called this most recent one, the least confidence-building series win in the history of Tiger baseball? 248-539-9797 from Lions Training Camp at the Meyer Performance Center here in Allen Park. Here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, on Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel's Futures Day. That is the day they are directing you to get your future bets in. So go do your research now and figure out what future bet you might want to consider, whether it be our hometown team to win the Super Bowl or win the division or an MVP. I cough it, 35-1. And on Futures Day, those odds could get better. 24-hour deals on all your favorite football season predictions or parlays or division winners or dark horses, whatever you want. That's August 26. It's your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit FanDuel or FanDuel.com or visit the app today and start planning your futures bets now. Because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.